1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Two separate mass shootings in two separate states on Saturday night. First in Oakland County, Michigan, near Detroit. Authorities say a gunman opened fire at a water park, wounding nine people, including an eight-year-old boy. The gunman later died by suicide. Then in Round Rock, Texas, near Austin, a gunman opened fire at a Juneteenth celebration.
Multiple victims were transported to local hospitals. Unfortunately, we do have two deceased on scene.
Police Chief Alan Banks says so far no suspects have been taken into custody. Israel says it's instituting a tactical ceasefire along a roughly 7-mile stretch of road near Rafah to allow humanitarian aid into the territory. Russian security forces storming a detention center in southern Russia, ending a hostage standoff, according to state news agencies. This is ABC News. Fire crews in North Los Angeles County battling a fast-moving wildfire that's rapidly grown to more than 10,000 acres.
With the flames spreading in strong wind during the first hot weekend of the year here in Southern California, temperatures are in the mid-90s. Smoke from the wildfire is now reaching into LA's northern suburbs with small pieces of ash fluttering down. Evacuation orders are in place for a relatively rural area in the mountains north of L.A. around the town of Gorman, and the flames have impacted traffic along Interstate 5, the main route between northern and southern California. Alex Stone, ABC News, in northern L.A. County.
A judge in Missouri says lawmakers who passed a restrictive abortion ban were not trying to impose their religious beliefs on everyone in the state, rejecting a case filed by more than a dozen Christian, Jewish, and Unitarian Universalist leaders who support abortion rights. The group sought an injunction to block enforcement of the law. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Trip around the globe in my head. Why should go, yeah, if it wasn't for you? I'd be working the graveyard still. Singing our song.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You make it easy 'cause you give up when things get rough.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My nerve, big words to sling.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. One says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in the front church pew. Times this hard. Two oak trees in a lion's yard. Oh no. Hey. Three young men on an open road. Three young men on an open road. And one says, "Sit and rest your soul. The road is long and the ground is cold." Two young men on an open road. Damn heart attack. Oh, yeah.
muscles walking away. I like to tend charge, take a chance on my honor. That's what I said. It's good. I'm about to shake a head. Crazy summer night. One of the moon, but good, it don't feel right. One of the leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you want to my side, yeah. Mercedes in the parking lot, eh? Tick tock, baby, start the clock. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot, eh? Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Move in my ear, wanna take me home. One thing left to do, there's something I can dance to. Oh, yeah.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr. Here are a few notes highlighting some of the music, news, and happenings from all across the state. First, One Fox Valley Music Fest may have a different name and location, but it's still packed with great local artists. The newly named Fox Cities Experience is now happening at Jefferson Park in Menasha on two nights and three different stages. Catch talent like Kyle Megna and the Monsoons, Jeremiah Jams, Iftikhar, Mama Ginger, and many others. It's all happening Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. And again, it's at Jefferson Park in Menasha. All right, if you're looking for something maybe a little different featuring the Wild West and the history of the Wisconsin Dells, I got something for you. Check out Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's happening at the Legacy Dinner Theater across the street from the Wilderness Resort in the Dells. Billed as a great family comedy and featuring artists and dancers from all across the Midwest, this is the largest Wild West show in the country. Fog? Yep. Lasers? Uh-huh. Flying musicians, you bet. Find all your details at Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Finally, the Keys to the City Painted Piano Festival is underway in Green Bay. We told you a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago, but now donated pianos are painted, placed in parks across the city, and sitting there ready for you to play.
This is not only a sculpture, a way to beautify the parks, but it's a living sculpture. You can go up, it's interactive, you can play piano, so hopefully get kids off their phones for a couple minutes, and you know, hopefully there's some memories that we can create around this piano.
Tarl Knight of the Tarleton Theater, a great supporter of the painted pianos and music in the area in general, and he tells us the pianos will be out for you to play all summer long. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
I'm right here beneath the scars. Thought and couldn't stop. The day seemed like yesterday, and the day before not so far, not so far away. The day before yesterday, the cool breeze and pine trees sway. Memories of those days, you and me. Talked and talked and couldn't stop. Let the topics fade, 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 fade away. There's a time of day when we are all bend and we all break. Turn the corner, waiter, drop the tray. Drop and drop out. Drop and drop out. And fade the day away. They say, drop and drop out. All you can stay, they say, drop and drop out. It's a deep breath and a big wave. Cool breeze and pine trees sway. Memories of those days, you and me. Light as a feather.
the storm to blow through, waiting through my mind, watching the storm blow through you, with you, for you, to you.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. not a port, and the storm sees the ocean, and the morn sees the way it's carried me away. Sees the sky late at night, both dark shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. Sees the strength in the sway, the magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. Sees the rock on which I have built, the life in which I live. Sees the heart and soul of the family. Still lying next to me, hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift, this I know, and I won't forget to show. The best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is all that we have, so I pray the Lord. Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, that didn't hurt. And the beer I'd had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes to find my cleanest dirty shirt. And I walked
wash my face and comb my hair, and I stumble down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Somewhere down the street, I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to somewhere, something I think I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down. In a park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl swinging, and I stopped beside a Sunday school and I listened to the songs they were singing. Somewhere.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.